Maharaj.
Yes.
Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are both Mahant Guru. Is it correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Mahant Guru.
Oh.
But Diksha Guru means he takes perhaps more care for the disciples. Obligation is more. And Shiksha Guru a little passive. But sometimes when Diksha Guru is absent, Diksha Guru, then Shiksha Guru may take less. Diksha, when one can understand that Diksha is not a form or only embodiment of few words, but it has got the real meaning, the light is there. Then Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are very minimized. When it is particular for the form, then Diksha Guru has got more importance. As much as he can get out of the form of words towards the meaning, then his view has become broad and wide. Diksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Everybody is Krishna consciousness, he is Guru. Bhagavatam, the 24 Guru, the 24 Gurus of the Avadhut is mentioned. The
200 taka or 1 taka?
There are 24 Gurus. Everywhere one may say Guru. Everywhere. It is possible. Everything is giving instruction to me to advance towards service of Krishna. The whole Parapatri, the whole environment is Guru. In Vrindavan we saw, in Navadvip consciousness, Vrindavan consciousness. That is, everything will excite me. Go and serve Krishna, Gaurav. Then we are really in Vrindavan. Yatkincha trinagulum kikatamukham ghoshti samastam hitat sadvanundamayam mukundraitam lilanukulam param sadvam maya vandati. They all try to excite me to serve Krishna. They are Guru. Guru becomes identified with every higher and also concentrated in some place. In Madhura Rasa, the Radha Rani, in Bhakshadra Rasa, Nanda Yashoda, in friendly circle, the Sudam, in every Rasa. The emitting, the dynamo, from there the power is coming out.
আমি মহারাজ প্রভুনন্দী মায়াপুরে.
ও আপনি আছেন এরকম? হ্যাঁ, রায় গৌর রায় গৌর হরি বৌন রায় গৌর হরি বৌন রায় গৌর হরি বৌন.
মহারাজ, স্টোরি ইজ দ্যার অ্যাবাউট ওয়ান কৃষ্ণ হ্যাড আ হেডেক and he wanted the dust of the Vaishnavas to get rid of the headache. Did the gopis go to hell when they gave their dust?
What did he say?
I don't know what he said.
He said in the story of...
Yes, that I understand.
Did the gopis go to hell when they gave the dust?
Yes, that is a very, very high position. And we shall try to understand that position. Die to live. What type of death They were ready to incur a third degree, die to live. That is the highest conception of the order of die to live. They wanted to efface themselves for the service of Krishna. And effacement was not possible. Rather, they came out with the highest the brightness. Hari Krishna. That is story to us, holy story, not to suit any practical purpose within us, we shall think. Keep it in mind.
To become more humble, if one is trying to become more humble, what helps the most?
Health analysis and also to study the life of those who are where we find humility. Humility. And to understand what is humility, it is not some external posture and gesture, but it is the development of the heart and one's own consciousness. It is a natural thing. One who is in the relativity of a big, big thing, he can only have conception of his own as a small. So, to be natural, and the humble person must have conception of a very big object of experience. As much as he will come to have a conception of a bigger thing, he cannot but think himself very smaller and smaller in the relativity. Unfolded, our heart will be unfolded to receive the infinite grace of Krishna. Then in that connection it will see that I am the humble of the humble. Smallest of the small. Meanest of the mean. You see. I am so helpless. In fact, he has come in contact with the ocean of mercy of Krishna. like a straw, I am moving in the ocean. The lila is so powerful, so sweet, and I am like a straw. I am dancing there in the lila of the spirit. I have no power to assert. And then there is another side also, by it is extended by Yogamaya, that Abhimana. There is like the position, commanding the party, doing this thing, that thing. That is another thing, delegated by Yogamaya in the service of Krishna. So many so-called ego. Function discharge duties sometimes. They are asserting themselves. That is all lent by Sarup Shakti, Yoga Maya. And that is imparted to one who is selfless, who has nothing of his own. That element is utilized to suit their purpose of service there. Who are fully empty, that is filled up with nectar and managed to get some service from them there. Given dress, weapons, everything from the military department and make them useful to suit the purpose. So everything is given by Yoga Maya there, Sarup Shakti, to utilize them in the service of Krishna. Not anything, any qualification carried from here. And our soul is only suitable to receive those dresses or garments. Suitability is there. And the dress and the attitude is supplied from above. Sarup Shakti. And the Tatastha Shakti Jeev, he has got the suitability. They accept that the particular form of service. Just as here also, in this mundane world, he is given the body by Maya, the mental system, mental ego, supplied by Maya. But the suitability is in the soul. Possibility, adaptability is in the soul. And all these things given by Maya, and they are working with the garments and weapons of Maya in this world. This is foreign to him, not in the element of the soul, but adaptability or suitability, something within. And they are guarding this injurious help have been given, and he is utilized as an agent of Maya here. So also that side just top of it. And the Tatastha Jiva. Gaur Hari. Nila Hari Gaur. Devices are recruited and engaged in the government service. mm. Hare Krishna. In the high bowl. Nidai bowl, Hari bowl, Nidai bowl, Hari bowl, Nidai bowl, Hari bowl, Nidai bowl. So, nearly 10.
Yeah, 10 to 10.
Huh?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. 10 to 10. 10 to 10. Hari Krishna, Hari
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Perhaps you mentioned once that you did not see him sing or dance. Chanting and dancing. Very little he did that, we are told.
We did not see him.
Yeah.
Never to dance. We can't conceive even that he is dancing. And also he did not see him chanting, singing.
In the Sankirtan.
Sankirtan. But always engaged in Harikatha.
Yes.
There is only lectures and ordinary discourse of Harikatha and the dictating and the articles. Mm-hmm. And most enthusiastically. Mm-hmm. I found him once when he is dictating to Professor Sanyal about the harmonist. He began to publish in English by the name of Harmonist, a monthly paper. He was expressing Sajjana Toshini and harmony are synonymous. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he published Sajjana Toshini in Bengali. And Prabhupada said the work is connected with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Must have some touch or other with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So harmonist, the name how Sajjana Toshini and harmony are synonymous. He was explaining. And so surcharged with feeling I found him, that I found his face just like a kind of lotus that is red and white mixed. Coconut in Sanskrit it is known, red and white mixed. I found his face like just like that type of lotus. Sometimes the poets, they compare beautiful faces with lotus. But I had that experience practically in that time. A beautiful, a particular kind of lotus I found in this place, coconut, a reddish lotus lady. Hare Krishna. While talking about Radha Rani, almost he went to be painted. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Generally all these lectures used to culminate in the praise of Radha. That he marked. That he has come from that party, to represent that party. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I heard him say Radha story day. The best day in the year, I've come to the best day. Clearly he thought, the best day. Vasubhanu Bhudhishevi. He became outside himself and he was talking about. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everything he tried to represent in his best reality. But he was seen to lose himself totally when he was talking about Rama. He had lost himself. That was his message. Is mad, is lost. I'm talking about her. Gold, Hari Gold, 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 Hari Gold, Gold, Hari Gold. Keep up the standard. And I go for you. So come to this side, Papa. And I go for you. Come to this side. Going beyond jurisdiction. Safe area, take your position. Did I go to the boat? You are safe, yeah. Sometimes jumping this side, that side, that is too much. But come in this plane, take your position carefully, safe. Did I go to the boat? Quite safe. Go to the boat. And that is too much for us. Audacity. Too much audacity to tackle all these higher sentiments of the Lord. I heard once when I was in Delhi, not in a book, that Shaukat Ali, Muhammad Ali, the low followers of Gandhi for some time, they are Orthodox Muslims, especially Muhammad Ali was a scholar. When in Bombay, I got a book of Muhammad Ali giving some conception about the Islam. I read it for preaching purpose. I found whenever he is taking the name of Muhammad, all he says, peace be unto him. Whenever he is compelled to take the name of Muhammad, only there is peace, that peace be unto him. Whenever he is mentioning the name of Muhammad, peace be unto him. Yet by taking name, I may not have the audacity of disturbing him, drawing his attention towards me, or something like apology. Mm. Apology, something like. So, with us also, feelingly sometimes talking very high, but we should try to keep our position with the blessing and going this side, that side, but our safe position is the kunja of the Nidhaigos. We are quite safe. Under the benevolent guidance of Nidhaigos, we are quite safe. Mahavaranyavadar, Mahamahavaranyavadar. When under their cave, we are quite safe. Otherwise, so many ambition, so much ambition, so much risky lift towards high ontological aspect that may create something, anomaly, pratishtha or any other thing. High position. कोई बार कथा ना है तथा भी बाबू देखो है कोई देवा के बाप पातिया है महापुरुष saying to Sanatana Goswami, these things not to be talked, not to be talked, so highly secret things. Yet, the mad persons, they cannot deal with these things, Bhavudevaya. And if they talk, there is no much harm, because ordinary people think that they are all mad. So that is a safety, a kind of safety. The people will think, oh, they are not thinking, all mad, gone astray. So that is our safety. Prasadri Bhavudeva, Kohideva Kiva Pakiya, ordinary person, and don't come to put any faith in these words. Janisha sarva bhutana tushyang jagva jagva tushyang jagvati
samjami
samjami and tushyang jagvati bhutani janisha pushyatu. What is night to one, that is, what is day to one, that is night to another section. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, 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 Gaur Hari.
Maharaj, that Shriya Kairava Chandrika Abhitaranam. Shriya Kairava, is that that white lotus?
No.
Not that.
Kairava means this red, which is
opening
which
the moon.
Glows, it is related to the moon.
Yeah.
They are sustenance from the moonlight.
Mm.
This Kairava.
Not white lotus.
And the lotus gets sustenance from the sun, daytime.
So that moon lotus is red.
Yes, red. Yeah. So you have Kairava. There's two kinds, one white, one red. Two types of that kumud. Really, the red is called kumud. And the white called Kalhar, another name Kalhar, that is white kumud. Both flourishes at night, one red type, another white type. White is Kalhar and red type is kumud. Chandrika Abhicharana, the moonlight sustains the kumud means, what is
lotus?
Red lotus, night lotus. What is the English of Kumudo? Red lotus. Yes. Or ninth lotus.
Just lotus, I say.
Well, what is lily? Any difference between lily and lotus?
Lily is a little different, I think.
Huh?
Yes. Lily is slightly different.
Different?
Yes. Smaller.
What may be different? Small.
Smaller.
And big.
That's a color that not so many colors.
Smaller. Different type. But that Kaitava refers to red lotus.
Red lotus, yes.
So
it was connecting with the moon. Red lotus.
So that Shreya Kaitava Chandrika Vicharanam.
Yes. And then and deepens the heart.
Oh.
And then the holy name, influence of the name supplies the vitality to the ninth lotus of our heart, or awakening of our heart, our soul. Soul may be compared with the lotus, that may be the ninth lotus. And the name as moon, and the moon sends its ray to the Kaitava and then deepens.
It opens.
Opens.
Oh.
Chandrika Vicharanam. Chandrika means vitality. Supply is vitality. Sustenance. Vitality. And then Vidyavadhu Yivanam. The next step comes that is when it grows a little by the help of that moonlight, it comes in the garb of the serving in Madhura Rasa unit. Bodhu, Vidya, Bodhu, Jivanam. Bodhu. That's a wholesale dedication. Madhura Rasa means wholesale dedication. The type of wholesale dedication. Vidya, Bodhu, Jivanam. It is sin to grow in the light of service of the whole self dedication. Dhāvatū jīvanam. Ānandāṁ bhujivardhanam gradually finds itself in the midst of the ocean of joy. That is increasing and increasing, ever increasing ocean of joy. Anandam Vrivadam. Vrivadam Purnam Dasvadam. The ocean but still increasing with novelty every second, with new novelty is coming. Even not stagnant. Nam Vipadam Purnam Sadbhatmasnapanam. And the purifying whole self purifying, concerning his own and also many others that are on outside. Whole self purifying the name. In and out. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So you have to look after your work, rest.
Yes,
now I.
Brahma Sanghita, we have got. There's one verse. uvacha purastasmai tasya divya saraswati kama krishnaya govinda he gopi jana ityapi vallabhaya priya bahaner mantram te dasyati priyam. That Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, she gave Lord Brahma this mantra, this Kling Krishnaya, Govindaya, etc. But the question was, this Saraswati, Divya Saraswati, what is her identity? What is her position? Is she the same goddess Vagdevi?
Vagdevi in her real self is like Vishnu.
Yes.
Consort of Narayan.
Yes.
Lakshmi and Saraswati. With knowledge and Aishwarya, resources. Hmm. True potency of Narayan. But the Saraswati, that is the vocal resources, to sound. Sound resource. Shabda, Nama. The instrumentality of instruments.
Yeah.
It came to Brahma. And Krishna, object of worship, attainment. So Supreme Bhagavan, the supremacy of the beauty, has got recognition over the power and the grandeur that is admitted here. The cause of the whole existence, conscious, unconscious. He is imparting this truth, that mantra, that you search for that. The object of our search is of such nature. Such nature. As in Bhagavatam, Narayanastam Vat Brahma, Brahmastav Narayanastam Nishapodhinam, Atma Sadhishad Lopapak. In that way. Still Brahma. Who are you, cowboy? Such is your temperament. You do not care for anybody, but your face is such. Maybe I'm not married. man. I can know easily my master Narayana. At last he came to conclusion that you are greater than Narayana. Mm-hmm. And he was empowered by this one from Narayana. Find the clue. Without his will, we cannot know himself. So here in this method, it was extended to Brahma through Saraswati, that this is your mantra. Your mind attained here, and you will try. You will know more about truth. Mananathayatiti mantra. If you mind it, attend it, you will be relieved from your present position. You will have progress. Life is progress. This will help you in the right line, your progress. The object of the world is such. The destination is of such a nature. You may mind it, you may think of it. Jena Pura Saraswati Prajodita Jena Pura Saraswati. Where is it in Bhagavatam or Bhagavatam? Prajodita Jena Pura Saraswati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Saraswati Krishna Priya, Krishna Bhakti Kantriya, Vinodi Sai Shivayu. In reality, all words, all sounds have their foundation in Krishna consciousness, like any other thing. And there is also the outer aspect. The same word apparently may take us to Krishna consciousness and to others to the world consciousness. Same word. Just in front of the chariot in Puri, but Mahaprabhu chanted and danced an ordinary shloka. The ordinary pastimes of a young man and a youthful lady. He is chanting madly that and dancing in the front of chariot. None can understand it. Sri shloka is of Sajani Ekela Sari. Only Sharul Damodar should realize the meaning of that shloka. What Mahaprabhu is reading within this ordinary poetry. And the Rupa also